Okay, today we're going to do Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph. We were in the middle of discussing the Isser for one to cut oneself as a sign of mourning. And the Gemara also talks about cutting oneself as a way of worshipping Avodah Zarah. It used to be one of the Avodah Zarahs. They had a lot of very unusual ways of serving their Avodah Zarahs. One of the ways was by cutting oneself. So we're on the second line of Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph. Amar Shmuel, HaMesarit B'Kli Chayiv. If a person scrapes himself, cuts himself with a kli, like a knife, then he's Chayiv. He gets Malkus for that. Mesive asks the Gemara, Srita Ugadida Achasi, but didn't we learn that when the Torah says don't do Srita, and when the Torah says don't do Gedida, they both mean you're not allowed to cut yourself, Elisha Srita Biyad Ugadida Bikli. The word Srita means to scratch with your nails, with your hand. Gedida means, Losis Godudu means, don't cut with a knife. So how can you say, how can Shmuel say, HaMesaret B'Kli Chayiv, if you do Srita with a Kli, with a knife, you're Chayiv? Didn't we learn that Srita by definition means only with your hand, not with a knife? Answers the Gemara, Huda Amar Rabbi Yossi. He assumes like Rabbi Yossi that Srita and Gedida are exactly the same thing. That they're not, it's not that one is, that Srita is only with your hand and Gedida is only with a knife. They mean exactly the same thing. Tani Tana Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. We were a Tana taught in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Almeis, if you're scratching yourself, cutting yourself because of a dead body, because someone died, bein biyad, bein bekli chayiv. Whether you do it with your hand or whether you do it with a kli, you're going to be chayiv for cutting yourself. Al avodas kochavim. But if you're cutting yourself for what? For a way of worshiping Avodah Zarah, biyad chayiv bekli pater. Means what? You only chayiv if you do it with your hand, not if you do it with a kli. Frak the Gemara asks the Gemara vay ibchaksiv, but doesn't the Torah say the exact opposite? Vayis godudu kimishpatam becharvos veramachim. It sounds like vayis godudu, cutting yourself, means becharvos veramachim, using swords and spears. So it sounds like the chiyuv should be only with a kli. Not that the chiyuv should be only if you do it with your hand, you should be chayiv if you use a kli, because the pasuk describes the definition of vayis godudu as using a kli. Ela'ema, rather we have to switch it. We have to say, biyad pater b'kli chayiv. If you cut yourself for Avodah Zarah with your fingernails, you don't get malchus. But if you cut yourself with a knife for Avodah Zarah, you do get malchus. Main point number one, cutting oneself for a dead body, for a mace, is chayiv whether it's done by hand or by kli. But for Avodah Zarah, only if done by kli. So again, you're chayiv for cutting yourself for a mace, both by hand and by kli, but for Avodah Zarah only by kli. V'chayiv al rosh, Vayter in the Gemara. We said that a person is chayiv if he cuts off his payas. Machvi Rav Sheshes ben Pirki Resha. Rav Sheshes demonstrated on his head exactly where the location of the payas is. We also mentioned there are five spots on the face where you're not allowed to do what? Shave with a razor, exactly. Machvi Rav Sheshes ben Pirki Dikna. Rav Sheshes showed on his face exactly where those five spots are. Rabbi Elazar Omer im Natlan. Rabbi Elazar then added in our Mishnah, what did he say? That if you take all of them out at one time, then you're only chayiv once. You're not chayiv separately for each of them. So Kasavar Chadav, who he holds shaving all the five spots on your face, is all one avera. So if you do it all at once, you're only chayiv one malchus. Veinu chayiv achi yitlanu betar. Then the Tanakhama said, but you're only chayiv for shaving your face if you do it with a razor, not if you do it with any other sort of instrument. Tan Rabbanan, so says the Braisa, Upaas zikanam lo yigalechu. The Torah says one is not allowed to shave the corners of his beard. Yachla filu golchu b'misparayim yechayiv. One might have thought that even if you shave it with misparayim, what are misparayim? Scissors, you should be chayiv also. Tamalomar lo sashchis. That's why the pasuk says, you're not allowed to destroy. Scissors don't destroy the hair, they just cut the hair. Ilo tashchis, if it's an issur to destroy the hair, yachlim lakto b'mlaket v'rehitni yechayiv. I would think that if you pull it out with tweezers, you'd be chayiv, because that's really destroying the hair. You pull out the entire root when you pull it out with tweezers. Tamalomar, lo yigalechu. That's why he says, no, don't shave. You're not allowed to shave in a way that destroys the hair. Ha ketzad, what's the nature of this iser? Giluach sheyesh ba'ashchasa. doing something that's called shaving, as opposed to cutting with a scissor, that's not called shaving. I'm sorry, as opposed to pulling with a tweezer, that's not called shaving. And doing it in a way that's totally destructive of the hair. So a scissor would be okay, because a scissor doesn't destroy the hair. Havayomer zetar. How do you do that? With a razor. But Rabbi Eliezer omer afilu lakto b'mlakit v'ritni. Rabbi Eliezer says, even pulling the hairs out with a tweezer, you're chayiv. Manavshach, ask the Gemara, why is that? Meaning, either way you turn it, that shouldn't make any sense, because the igamar gezerah shava, if he derives a gezerah shava, libayitar, he should say that it's only with a razor that you're chayiv. And he lo gamar gezerah shava, if he doesn't use a gezerah shava that compares the peah of one peah to the other, misparayim nami, then you should be chayiv even with scissors. Says Gemara, lo, liolam gamir gezerah shava, he does learn the gezerah shava, v'ksavar haninami gilu achavdi. But he holds that the tweezers also are called shaving. So he holds that even tweezers are aser. So bottom line, main point number two, shaving with a razor, you're definitely chayiv. With a scissor, you're definitely potter. With tweezers, machlokas, exactly. Shaving with a razor, you're definitely chayiv. With tweezers, definitely pater. I mean, with scissors, you definitely pater. With tweezers, is machlokas. New Mishnah, tattoos. Says the Mishnah, hakosev ksubas kaka. If someone writes tattoos, kasav alo kakeya, if he writes, puts the ink in, but he doesn't cut his skin, or kakeya alo kasav, he cuts his skin, but doesn't put the ink in, eino chayiv, he's not chayiv, ad shiyichto via kakeya. You have to actually do the cutting and the placement of the ink. Bidyo, with either dark ink, should not be biyado, it should be bidyo, with dark ink, ubichol, or with blue ink, ubichol davashu roshem, or anything that's lasting, any type of ink that will last there. Rav Shimon Yudah Mishmur, Rav Shimon Omer, Einu chayiv hachiyicht of shem. He says, you're only chayiv if you actually write the shem Hashem. I'm sorry, hachiyicht of shem es Hashem. Until you write over there the name of Hashem. Shenemar ksuvas kaka lo titnum bechem ani Hashem. Because right after the Torah says don't tattoo, it says right away ani Hashem. So the way he understands it is that the Yisra Daraisa is only violated if you then write ani Hashem. You then write the actual name of Hashem. The Gemara is going to explain that's not what it means. The Gemara is going to explain it means you're not allowed to write the name of an Avodah Zarah. That's what he holds. So Tanakama holds any tattoo is an Yisra Daraisa. But then Rabbi Shimon holds that no, only a tattoo where you write a name of Avodah Zarah is an Issa D'Oraisa. If you don't write a name of an Avodah Zarah, it's not an Issa D'Oraisa. By the way, I should have mentioned in the last year, in the middle of, on the top of Daf Chaf Amud Beis, Rashi finished. And the guy that looks like Rashi over here is really someone else. It's the Rivan, it's not Rashi. It actually says that in the Rashi, somewhere on Chaf Amud Beis. I just can't find it right now. But Rashi conked out. Sorry, on Daf Yutes Amud Beis. That's where it is. If you look on Daf Yutes Amud Beis, about 8 lines into the skinny lines of Rashi, in parentheses it says, Rabbeinu Gufo Tahar V'yatza Nishmaso Betara. Rashi died on Daf Yutes Amud Beis in Maseches Makos. So he finished. So he never got to finish Makos. Lo Pirish Yoser. He didn't write anymore. Mikan ve'elach loshon talmido Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nassan. So from Daf Yutas and Beis till the end of the Masechta, his Talmud finished up the rest of the Masechta. So what we have here on this page is not Rashi. Rashi died. I don't know if he died while he was writing, but he never got to finish the actual writing of his commentary Maseches Makos. So anyway, let's see the Gemara a little bit. Amalei Rav Acha Breid the Rav LeRavashi. Rav Acha Breid the Rav says to Ravashi, Adi yichtov ani Hashem mamish? You're really not going to be chayiv for getting a tattoo unless you write the words ani Hashem? Is that really what it means? Amalei lo. He says, no, that's not what it means. Kidetani bar kafra. Eino chayiv ad sheyichtov shem avodos kochavim. Now what it means to say is you're only really chayiv if you write the name of an avodah zarah. Only then do you get malchus. The rivan, which is in place of Rashi, adds over here, it's an isser daraisa to get any tattoo. You only get malchus if you write the name of an avodah zarah, but an isser daraisa for sure if you get any tattoo. Shenemar ksuvas kaka lo titnu bechem ani Hashem. Based on the pasuk, it says ani Hashem right after it tells us not to get a tattoo. Ani Hashem v'lo acher. That's Hashem's way of saying I'm Hashem, no one else. So don't write any other god's name in your tattoo. That would be something that you get malchus for. The idea that you don't get buried in a Jewish cemetery if you have a tattoo is simply not true. Amar of Malkia, Amar of Adabar Ava. Rav Malkiya says, now there are two Amoraim. One of them is named Rav Malkiya, and the other one is named Rav Malkiyo. Between the two of them, they taught us six things throughout all of Shas. There's some debate as to who taught us what, because you could see how they would, it would get confusing. When, you know, Rav Malkiya says something and Rav Malkiyo says something, it's like if there's a Rabbi Aryeh Leibowitz in DRS and there's a Rabbi Aryeh Leibowitz in Shalavim, and they like are similar types of people, like you could see why people would get confused. Rav Malkiya, Rav Malkiyo, you know. Yeah, there is, and we get confused for each other all the time. So, Amar Rav Malkiya, Amar Rav Adbarava. Rav Malkiya says in the name of Rav Adbarava, Asul lo la'adam shi'itein efer makla al gabe makaso. You're not allowed to put ashes on a wound. Why wouldn't you be allowed to put ashes on a wound? Because it will leave a lasting mark on the wound. If you have an open wound and you put ashes in, that will leave a lasting mark. That's like making a tattoo. Mipnei sheniris kiksuvas kaka, because it looks like a tattoo. Amar Rav Nachum Bered Ravika. Rav Nachum Bered Ravika says, okay, who's Rav Malkiya, who's Rav Malkiya? So he says, Shvud, Shvachos, Vigumos. The three halachos of Shvud, Shvachos, and Gumos. I'm not going to get into right now in detail what all those halachos are, but whenever you come across those three halachos, Rav Malkiyo. Those are the halachos that were said by Rav Malkiyo. Baloris, the halacha about the haircut, the Gaish haircut, Efer Makla, the halacha about the ashes in the wound, Ugvina, and the halacha about not eating cheese that was produced by non-Jews, Rav Malkiya. Those are the halachas that were said by Rav Malkiya. Rav Papa says, no, you got it wrong. Masnisin umasnisa Rav Malkiya, anytime a halacha appears in a Mishnah or a Brisa, it's Rav Malkiya, Shmaitza Rav Malkiyo. But if it's just a Gemara, then it's Rav Malkiyo. V'simanaich, and the way to remember who's who, is Masnisa Malkisa, that the Mishnah is like the king. So if it's a Mishnah, it's Rav Malkiyo, which sounds more like the name of a king, which sounds more like the title of king. My Benayhu, what's the difference between whether you say that Rav Malkiyo is Shvud, Shvachos, V'gumos, and Rav or that's Rav Malkiyo, and Balor say from Makla Gvina is Rav Malkiyo, or whether you say it depends on a Mishnah or a Gemara? Ika Benayhu Shvachos. The only difference between the two lists would be which list Shvachos belongs on. The halacha about a Shivcha, which is a Mishnah that tells us that no matter how many maids you have, a woman still should do certain chores in the house so that she doesn't sit around doing nothing all day, because that doesn't lead to anything good. Rav Bibi Bar Abaye kapit afilu arivda dukasilta. Rav Bibi Bar Abaye says that even if you have a small wound from a small instrument, still you shouldn't put ashes in it, even if it's not a massive wound. Rav Ashi Yomar kol makom shiyesha maka, makasa mochiyach alav. He says, no, you're allowed to put ashes on a wound, because as long as there's a wound there, so it's obvious that you're only doing it to cure the wound. You're not doing it for the sake of tattooing, so no one's going to think that that you're trying to tattoo yourself. No. Yeah, apparently it was considered to be therapeutic. Main point number three. You're only chayav for a tattoo if you cut and put lasting ink in. And according to Rabbi Shimon, if you write an Avodah Zarah. So again, you're only chayav for tattoo if you make a cut and put ink in. And according to Rabbi Shimon, only if you write a name of an Avodah Zarah. And main point number four, Rav Malkiya doesn't even allow ashes on the wound. Rav Malkiya doesn't even allow ashes on the wound. I guess we'll stop there because we're at a Mishnah and the Mishnah goes over Talmud Beis. So we'll stop there.